helps when the batteries are all right, doesn't it?
I would have thought that
So
was
what,
out of the new
so
bag there.
Christopher King go on to have a look at?
Well, it just about, he was up in Exeter actually. He was, that's where he was during the day, and then came up here sort of
Stayed for
for
the
the
night.
evening, stayed the night. But just to meet up with Bob. And
Bobby, they're separate.
Bob, you know,
The
he showed him around various things and what's
retiring
got to be done and
advisor, yeah. So
you
what's
know,
it?
went and had, he went and had lunch at his home with them, because
Yes.
apparently he only lives about a mile from
Does
County
he,
Hall.
when does Bob Clemens pack in? April.
Yeah, because Chris was officially due to be starting about the 26th of April or something.
Yeah.
He might try and come down again
What, before
before
April?
then, but you know, it'll depend.
Yeah.
Because he's, this Friday, he's taking a group of youngsters to Paris.
Is he?
That had been booked, you see, before.
Yeah.
In fact, he was also booked at Easter to go to the to Florence
But he's got
again, but he's had to cancel that.
Yeah, someone else has got to go obviously in his place.
Either that or,
Is
yeah,
it
I would
cancelled?
imagine people that went before have to sort of do it. But as I say, he wasn't, he went here any time. We went up at dinner time on the next day, and because he went back up to see Bob sort of in the morning again. And we took Daniel up to the Exeter Services Station. Chris picked him up there and off they went, you see. So, haven't heard anything. Presumably he got back all right.
How's
But as I
Karis taking
say,
all this anyway now?
hmm?
How's Karis taking all this now?
Well, seemingly she's
Bit resigned to it now.
a bit more resigned, but there's another sort of possibility. I mean, if they sold their house quickly, of course, then, you know, they'd come down here, obviously, and try and look for something. But it's not likely that they'd sell their house that quickly. But if they did, then, you know, they'd all come down. But if they don't,
Chris
the
will travel.
possibility is that Imelda would stay up there for another year with Caris, you know, in their house, and Timothy, of course. And then sort of move down here.
Well, after Clarence has done her GCSEs.
I imagine so. Is she due to do them
No,
next
she's
year?
no, she's not, you see.
No.
She's got another year after
After
that.
that, I thought there was.
I would have thought if she's, if they're gonna move, this year is the year she they've got
Yeah,
to do
well,
it.
Chrissie knows that,
Yeah.
but if everything else being equal, obviously, that would be the thing to do.
Yes, I mean,
But if they can't,
they will
well.
be separated for
Well,
maybe 12 months at least.
12 months, you say.
He's going to be going up each weekend if this happens.
Well, yeah, I mean,
And
that's lucky.
Melda would come down, of course, when she's worried as well about whether she's going to get a job. Because they, I mean, they need to have a second income, I should think.
Well,
Yeah, Mum, I don't think her job's a. I mean, that's not a problem for her, because she can always go on the agency, you see, and she can do general midwifery.
Oh, on the agency, can
Well,
you?
yeah, I mean, if. I mean, she can. Like Chuggins used to, she used to go to an old person's home at night time, you know,
Yeah.
or days. You can pick and choose as to when you want to do it.
Oh, yeah, sure, she'd get
And
something.
she'd get paid travelling and everything for that, so that I don't see it that's a.
No, well, that's probably
No, I
not.
don't think that's a
No,
problem.
that's not a great
I don't
consideration.
see that as a.
Well,
And
I
it, that
think
would be in the
it's
short term until she could get herself a, you know, a full-time regular post.
You know, mostly Caris, of course.
Yeah.
I think if they can
But
sell their
she'd
house.
be, if they sell their house,
Yeah,
they'll come down more or less
I
immediately.
mean, if sometime in this next term would be the ideal thing, really, because that she can stay
Before
on then for the
September.
summer term.
That's right.
Or most of it. I mean, shall we take and
Yeah, starting September.
Timothy
Timothy.
will take his O levels, you see, during the summer term. Well, I mean, by the end of June he'll have finished those, so that.
September would be the ideal time for, you know, to be
Well,
starting down
July,
here.
August, I mean,
Well,
any.
yeah.
To get settled in.
Yeah.
But
But and
as things are at the moment, I think
But
Christopher is very much more happy to have met up with Bob in the office to see what he's, you know,
Yeah,
the sorts of
he's
thing
come
that.
away, I think, rather happier. You know, he can
He's
begin
had
to
some
see
more
it.
ideas. He had no idea what would be expected of him or anything. And this Bob has sort of, he's been quite marvellous. He's set up some fantastic things.
He's getting an OBE,
And
is he?
yes, he's getting an OBE.
Next
That's next week, isn't it?
next week or something, yeah.
Is he?
And he's written books and all the rest of it. And in fact, he's going to be lecturing at Royal College,
Is he?
you know, after he's retired from here on a temporary basis sort of thing. So that, Christopher says he's going to be doing it for a year, this lecturing. But it's very nice for him because he'll be able to contact them and Bob will help him if it's necessary.
Difficult situation that will be for Chris then, won't it? I mean,
well, Chris says he's got to keep in with him for a little while. He said he yeah. might, you know, he said I'd rather have him as a friend than an enemy.
And how did Chris think he got on with him?
Oh, right. Very well.
Was he on the panel, on the board?
I don't think so, no. But, you know, I mean, for 6 months, if Christopher's living here and having to go back home at the weekends, for 6 months he gets an advance.
Traveling allowance. So, that will cover him.
Yeah, what that doesn't take into account is a tiredness factor, is it?
Hell no, it doesn't.
Because you work the long days.
I mean, go back train.
Go back by train.
No question, I'm just driving.
Yeah, but you've actually got to do the... I mean, you're
right. I know it doesn't, but at least it...
Yeah,
he knows
yeah fair enough, yeah.
And he gets moving allowance as well.
Yeah.
Removal expenses.
So, I mean, it's... Yeah. We don't know anything more than that. Nor does he, really.
I haven't liked to phone him up because, I certainly don't want to be thought we're trying to be nosy or anything like that.
I mean, we didn't even know he was coming. Father rang up on...
It was so funny, really.
Yeah. Because I had said to Father during the day on Sunday, wonder if any of our children are alive. Because we haven't heard or seen anybody.
I wasn't you at all.
We
were thinking,
Richard even hadn't phoned to say.
I was out on the moor from. He's been a hell of a fortnight.
No, not sort of getting it. Anyway, I had just said that to Father, you see.
So I phoned up.
So Father said, well, I'll go out and see if Christopher's there.
But Timothy said, well, you want to know what time he's coming tomorrow? I said, pardon. He said, well, hasn't he told you? I said, what? He says, perhaps you wanted a little bit of surprise. Perhaps I shouldn't have told you. So I said, well, look, Timothy, I said, this is a conversation that hasn't taken place. I said, when Christopher comes back in, I said, if you want to say anything, you can, but feel free not to, and we'll just, if he comes, we won't know anything about it.
That by
anyway, he must have said something because Christopher phoned up and said, I'm coming down tomorrow.
He did say something because Christopher
helped me out. No, he did he?
You know, Chuggins and I are off tomorrow, and it's the first day off that we've had together, you know, for.
Very good. So are you going to go out or something?
Well, no, we're not.
Going to have some lunch or something?
Well, I don't know what we'll do. There's plenty of work to be done around. But I've been out every night this week and I'm in tonight, thank goodness. I need to be in. But it's, 25 miles over the moor for the weekend.
Then of course, it's changed to something completely. We've been out this morning, have we been out this morning?
We've been out this morning, that's right.
We got back in, and I was then going to go over to St Mary Church, because I wanted to go to the bank at St Mary Church. And the back doorbell goes ding, 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 ding. And I think it's Chris, because Chris is normally in. But go out there, and who should it be? It's Bill and his missus. Remember Bill? He was the caretaker at school.
And he was the caretaker at Father's school. Wonderful man. Absolutely. He's got, God knows what he hasn't got wrong with him. But he has sort of rich.
What is that? Which he's made himself.
He brought that, and he's.
He's made two of those up there.
Two of those up there are his as well. And a painting.
That's the cat and fiddle.
Yes, true. What was I going to say? I tell you, you were talking of names of the past. Fred, do you remember?
Oh,
Jones.
Fred and I can't remember what his wife was called now.
Joan,
that's right. I met them down the town. Fred was working for.
Now, what was their Dutch child's name?
I can't remember, but Fred, he's in the police now.
Is he?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, but can I just get sort of butt in there? I was at the hospital, I had to go, it was my AC.
Oh, yeah, and you met now. Who was
you heard, did you?
Tyler.
No.
Oh, yes, that's
Ray.
Mother.
Mother.
She's a wonderful, she's the nurse that does the AC clinic.
Oh, she?
Yeah. And I said to her, how came up about her son in the fire service? Oh, I know, she'd just come back from Orlando, because she'd been off work having had a hysterectomy, and she had 3 weeks leave due to her.
And you said, your son's going to
so Orlando. She went to Orlando, so I said, oh, my son's going there sort of this summer. And she said, oh, does he live, locally? So I said, well, in Newton Abbott. And he works for the fire service.
Yeah, so it's my son.
And it's so funny.
Yeah, Ray told me about it. He said that.
Ah, he said that. She's a lovely lady. She really is. So. But then, after no, that before then, I was sitting up waiting to give my blood when Mrs. said.
Pat's wife.
Yeah.
Pat's mother. Mm. Used to live
she
in
said to me,
well, he's in the fire service.
Yeah. Pat works in the FBI office.
Yeah.
With
you?
That's right.
Yeah, he works in the same office.
She said he's in Torquay at fire prevention. I said he must be with Richard. Yes, she said he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with that fucking both on the same day.
But Fred was saying, because, and the dreadful thing was I couldn't remember his name to start with. I knew, but I couldn't remember what his
Fred.
Christian name. Fred.
Angela, wasn't it the girl's name?
Angela, that was it.
And actually, Joan was quite embarrassed. Because she'd heard that you were in a box.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And I said, well, he wasn't the last one. So. She said, well, I said, sorry, she said, perhaps it's your mother. I said, no. I said, she was alive and kicking as well the last time I saw her. So
she probably heard that I'd not been well.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be
that's what I guess. So I said, no. I said, fine. So she said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, don't be. I said, these sort of things get around. I mean, you get. And then I went on to describe how I'd virtually done not too dissimilar thing, going up the road trying to talk to people about writing in to object, you know, with this planning application. And I sort of knocked on someone's door up there, and I thought it was the next door that the husband had died, and it was that house.
Oh dear.
I'm going to go to the planning committee meeting there.
Are you?
I believe it'll be around about 10 o'clock.
Oh, you can go, all right. They allow you to go.
Oh, yeah, you're allowed to go in and watch. You're not allowed to say anything. But I just want to go in and
see who says what?
Yeah.
Yes, good idea.
Yes, well, I mean, had we had any idea about this, obviously Father would.
Didn't even go to the committee, dear.
Yours is going to a committee.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you write in an object within the time?
Oh, yes.
Time.
I wrote a foolscap letter with about 9 points on it. And somebody who, the architect, Chris's architect's door, said, with a letter like that going in, it must go to the committee. So I wasn't bothered. But it didn't go to the committee. And now afterwards, then it was too late.
But you can't appeal again. You can't appeal.
No,
again.
No.
They can appeal.
But
yeah.
You can't. And that, it's wholly wrong that one man should have. Really, like Almighty God, really.
This present mayor was away on holiday at the time. He said, I should have seen that it go to committee.
I mean, I have gone to the trouble. I've been in to see the planning officer that's dealing with it. I've written to every single member of the planning committee. I've written to the environmental health, who've written back to me, saying they offer no objections and because the smell won't be a problem. So I've written them back another stinking letter and saying, well...
come and live near the door.
I completely disagree with your thoughts on the fact there won't be a smell. So much so that the slightest smell, if the proposal gets the go ahead, and I should be on to your office and asking to speak to you personally to come and smell the smell.
And the rubbish, I mean, the environmental people.
They say it's all controllable, so that I've answered. I haven't just let the environmental health wash over me. I've actually written back to them again. I'll be interested to see whether I get a letter back from them. I phoned up the council this morning and they're objecting on two grounds. One is to do with the highway and the sort of the traffic situation coming in there. Although the highways department aren't objecting to it. And the other one is on local environmental issues. I think, you know, that it's unsuitable environmentally to the area. Well, I can only say I'm grateful to the planning officers for now going out on a limb, if you like, because I think they're on thin ice. And so long as the committee will back them up. I mean, I don't know what else I can have done as a person.
No, nothing. I don't think you could have done any more. You've got it to committee, and there's nothing more you can do than that.
So that if they then go to an appeal, I was talking to this planning officer, and I was saying that I'd take on the consultant. He said, "We don't get you to." He said, "Well, what you've done so far is pretty good. I can get access to all the letters that have been written in objecting into the."
Have a lot of other people written in objecting.
I think it's quite a few, and I think this is what swayed it, the fact that they have had. I know of at least 10. Let's say 10. There's 1, 2, 3 on the other side of the road, which is good. There's Bob so that's four. There's which is the other side of the shop is five. There's us six, Jean seven, the eight, the guy the other side of the bus, which is nine. There is Ginny New and the old person's home, that's ten. That I know for certain about. And then I've heard of other people were going to be writing in. Now, whether they actually did or not, I don't know.
As you see, you really
but
do
so
need.
If I've had 10 objections, I mean, I've done.
You've done very well.
You really
I wish we had
had
that knowledge when.
Had we known about
we would have
it,
done the same sort
of
thing,
thing
and we would have gone into the,
yeah.
the planning office. But I just assumed, you know, that
life
was fair, but of
yeah,
course,
the
there's
only,
no justice
yeah,
in this.
The
life.
Only other thing that I would have said that you could have perhaps done would be to go to the local authority ombudsman.
Well, we went there afterwards.
Did you? And what did
but
he say?
It's too late, you said. And there
yeah,
was no. I mean,
no,
I couldn't produce any evidence of malpractice. I mean,
no.
I could think what I like, but I couldn't prove it. And so that there was nothing the ombudsman could do at that stage as a fait accompli.
Yeah.
And there was nothing that the Member of Parliament could do. This is the trouble. I mean, with everybody was saying, you should have contacted us before it went
well,
to
I'm
going to
go
play.
And see Patrick tomorrow. There's a coffee morning up in the village.
Well, you
and he is very keen to try and change the law so that people like you and I can appeal against a decision which goes against us.
Yeah.
It's not
well,
fair that
because we're the third party, we're not allowed to appeal against it.
It's not fair that the other people can appeal, but you can't.
I know the person whose house. I mean, I've spoken to Jane at some length, and I'll probably ring her tonight. But I might try and go around and see old tomorrow at a coffee morning up in the village.
But I think that he's very sympathetic
at least,
to the likes.
At least you've got it's going to committee. It's not going to be just on the
one person who will have
undoubtedly had favourable contacts with the person who was applying.
I mean, I don't think they had any option with this. I think. Change of use, a considerable change of use, then it had to go before the committee.
Even if they get 10 down, of course they can still appeal, but
they
you can't. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
it's not fair.
That's
yeah.
right. So I don't know. We we're living hopes anyway.
And how's Helen?
All right. I mean, she's working long and hard. And,
how does she think she'll do with her A-levels?
Well, I think.
Has she had a mock yet?
No, not yet. She's had an accept. I'm taking her up to Cardiff on Wednesday. On a B and two C's. Being.
Oh, for Cardiff University?
Yeah.
What about her York, which she's
she
had?
She hasn't heard from York. She's
she
heard from Leicester.
Yet.
And she's got an acceptance for there on a B and two C's.
Oh, has she?
Because it was York was top of her list.
What's she going to? What's she applying to get to read?
History.
History.
The trouble is, I mean, I could take her up to Bristol to Cardiff next week, but there's another thing to Leicester, and I can't get her up to Leicester. Although she talked about getting on the train, because I've got the governor's meeting that day, and I can't avoid not being at that governor's meeting because I'm a chairman of the building and sites.
Yeah.
When is it for Leicester?
Sure, I can't remember. Early part of March. Early part of March. What she said at the moment is that someone else from the college is going to Leicester next Wednesday when Helen's going to Cardiff. And this girl is then going to Cardiff when Helen could be going to Leicester. So Helen says, and she wants to look at the same subject as what Helen does. So Helen says that they're going to sort of go to the different colleges and compare notes when they come back from it. So she mightn't even want to go to Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't know. So we just...
Daniel was saying hadn't she heard from any of her.
So
I said, I don't honestly, I only know that...
Which is quite nice to have referred to an acceptance for two.
Yeah,
anyway,
very good.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she'll get an acceptance for York on a B and two C's. I think York is one of the better.
trying to think. Do you know, somebody used to swear by Southampton for history.
I can't remember if she applied for that. I know Harold, his daughter went up to Southampton and he was horrified at the accommodation she was staying in. Up there.
But I know that for...
Well, talking of dentists, I think I've just about finished with it.
Oh, have you?
We've not had an appointment to go back, have we, since you've been on? But I suppose it was mid-October when we went.
I've had £200 worth. So I've given her a cheque for £200.
Have you really? What on earth have they done to you?
Well, he had all sorts of...
I've had three crowns.
That's only 15 shillings.
I've had a new plate. I've had a hell of a lot of problems with the one of the crowns. I'd have to say something to one of the teeth. The crown dropped off, so she'd had to put that back on. She'd had to put... I had to get have another fitting for it. Because she's had to put pins in the teeth, in the tooth, to try and get the crown set on the pins.
Darling?
No, he's told me
and
last time I saw him that he had a tremendous
I took the check around on Monday. I had the last appointment on Friday. And since I've had the abscess, the tooth that's got a crown on top, I think it's been pushed up a little bit. And the top teeth, the first tooth it was catching was this.
They're not biting.
Well, it never has done. I mean, that's always been like that. I've never had teeth that I could put
it's
together.
Very naughty of your mother not to let you have a good time.
But this, it was catching the tooth that had the abscess in underneath it. God, was it painful. And so the crown has got a filling in it now. Because to relieve the pressure on the abscess, she had to drill right down through the crown. To go right through into the root area to get rid of the abscess. Oh God, it was painful. It really was. In fact, I had it once, I had a load of penicillin, finished the penicillin, and it came back again. And they had to give me a stronger drug down for 5 days.
Did you have trouble with it?
Did you get any help?
Yeah, I put that in.
Of course you get that?
Yes.
You get that back?
I have to pay tax on that, don't I? But I mean, it's something. You know, so if you like, it's still costing me £50.
Yeah. But still, that's a bit better than 200.
And Paul, he's...
He seems alright, man. I mean, I don't know. He's in danger of damaging the back of his head, I think, at times. he's so laid back. He's doing the C grade for maths now. That's what he's been advised to go for.
For what?
For
C grade in maths.
What is that?
Well, it's the intermediate maths.
Yeah.
Oh, I see,
yes. We bought him a load of revision books from Smith's for... Not for maths, but for chemistry, biology, physics, not maths, something else. Chuggins went and bought four of them, and Helen got one for French anyway. So we told him he's got to get down to some serious...
Serious work.
Serious work on it.
Weekend are coming.
Well, the maths, is this...
He's quite confident about the maths now with the intermediate. Says that he doesn't see.
He hopes to get a one.
Weekend.
He doesn't see any problems with that at all. No.
Was that the one that Helen should have done?
They should have put her in for the intermediate.
Yeah.
They put her in for the higher.
Mind you see, in the long run, they proved that she was.
Well, all
good
that,
enough to
all
do
that
it.
That proved to me is that Helen, the examination board that Helen did at the college. She said it was a much better exam to do than it was at.
Was it?
She felt much happier about doing it, and it was a different exam to the one she did at Cuthbert Main. So I don't know, and I'm not certain I'm qualified to start arguing about curriculum matters.
No.
At school.
I hear Critchley is sort of going back quite a bit.
Oh, he does quite
time.
A bit. He does a bit of supply in there.
Somebody tell me.
So right, I've got to go back to work. I've got some reports to write.
We've had a man round to the hall, clearing out
the Skype
thing that they've left. Father's got to go down there next Tuesday.
Yeah, the Skype group has definitely been wound up. The whole lot has been wound up.
The there are tents and all sorts of things, you see, that were comparatively new. Because you remember that...
Well, the tents up there didn't look very new, actually. There weren't many, but there were one or two bits of tents.
Well, I don't know what they've done. But do you remember that great big jumble sale they had that raised over £1,000? They had it under the...
What, the Scouts?
Lovely story.
Yeah.
Four or five years.
Well, that was sort of mostly to be buying tents.
Who's somebody took me there. Yeah, I mean, this fellow was interested to find out where the flags were, but he couldn't see the flags.
It wasn't Andre that comes around here.
No,
Purchase.
No, where's my diary? I've got his name in the
diary. Actually, Kay got in touch with this man, and in fact, she had got Andre's name as well. He's retired. I mean, he doesn't have anything very
active. Ivor, somebody.
Kingwall.
Ivor, somebody, no.
How
that's
old
just
he?
Four.
65,
70.
Retired. But it was somebody Kay knew, because you see, Kay was so upset about
I think he's
this.
Coming. I think he's coming up to the High Week group. What is he? He's something. He's something to do with the area. And he's coming up to the High Week group sometime in the next little while. And I said to him, you were the group scoutmaster up there.
Yeah, what did he say?
Oh, I think he was just surprised. I don't think he knew, you know, I mean...
Because I'm on the district executive committee at the moment. That name doesn't ring a bell.
He's,
Kevin knows him.
He's about... I suppose he's about my height. Probably slightly slimmer than me. And I would have thought he's 68, something like that.
Gosh, no, well, I don't know who that is. I've got no
he's got a very big scout badge on his
belt. Have you had a scout badge on his car? Did you notice that?
No, I didn't notice that on the car, yeah.
Who that is?
Kate knew him. It was she who rang him up.
Well, I mean, if there's 10 skanks, I'm at the process of now looking to spend certainly £400 on a tent.
Well, I wouldn't have thought.
Your best plan would be to go up and sort of, you know, look at the tents that are up there so that you would know whether they went
well. I'm meeting you at 9 o'clock Tuesday morning at the hall.
Well, I suppose you could go and look tomorrow morning.
I'm at work.
He's off tomorrow.
Down to that. If I can, I'll give you a ring. If I start.
Yeah.
If you are going to be spending a whole lot of money on tents and whatnot, if these were any good.
It's two patrol tents in particular that I'm looking at. If they've got some decent
tents. I mean, there are two rolls.
How big are the rolls?
Well, I don't think they're big enough for a big tent. I mean, one is fairly long.
But it wouldn't be
any thicker than that, I don't suppose. So, I wouldn't know.
No,
the thing about it is that
I wouldn't have thought.
That doesn't sound like patrol.
No,
tents.
It doesn't sound like patrol. Tents.
This I know Margaret. What's her name?
Four.
At the time, no. I want to say Middleditch. Jean's daughter.
No.
Jean Gardner's daughter.
Yes.
Marcus and all her.
Yeah.
To call them.
Micklewright.
Micklewright. That's right. She had said at the time, when they raised all this money, that it was mostly going to be spent on tents and camping equipment, so that...
I can find out anyway, because I can always talk to Andre about it. He will know what's being done about it.
We're going to clear all the rest.
So they dropped the group altogether then?
Yeah. And
who else would that involve?
Well, there was a ventures section as well.
Oh, was there?
The venture section was quite successful in a lot of respects. There are quite a few people attached to it, the scout group and the cub group. Cub factor, not very many. But the venture section had quite a few people. And in fact, we've got people doing the tent tours at the moment that are from the 7th Newton, which is what it was, and of course they're disenfranchised, if you like. But we're looking to, the district is looking to create a new group of Buckland.
Yeah.
So instead of being the 7th St. Joseph's, it'll be the 7th New Navo.
Yeah.
So the 7th will stay. Mm-hmm. And because the Buckland area is so big and really warrants having a scout group over that neck of the woods, they're going to try and hang on to this 7th. So it well might be
resurrected.
That all this equipment is going to be held on to to try and set up a scout group.
But you know, it was wicked. In that cupboard, they got two pairs of really good walking boots. when Kay saw them, she said, they've not left these. Because you see, she had the cubs
Mum,
there right from the beginning.
We have got the tentors. Last year, one of the lads left with us a pair of 80 pound boots and 50 pound gaiters, left them, and we don't know who they belong to. They're Scarpa boots, you know, with the Yeti gaiters on.
Yeah.
And the Yeti gaiters are £50.
Gosh.
£55.
But
and
anyway,
they, and the
Kay
Scarpa
was, boots. Kay was so horrified about it because she had actually run all that right from the beginning.
That came in this morning.
Yeah, so I was going to give you a ring to say, if you're this way, pick them up. Useful.
That was useful, wasn't it? Well, I suppose we can have a little go at this crossword.
Well, you can have a go at it. I haven't
done
the paper yet. Yeah. Anyway. I mean, I'll carry on.
Yeah.
You sort of...
encourages prison breaks.
Up here, I've got cordless jug kettle for $12.99.
Have they? Cordless one?
Mm-hmm. 1.5 litres, 2.2 kilowatt
cells. Not bad.
And a cable tidy. That sounds quite good. These are half price things for 10 days only. Remote control colour television for $139.99. Save £50. They've got videotapes here, look. 6.5 hours videotapes. Recommended price $7.99, you can get for $3.99. And there's another one here, 3-pack, 12 hours videotape for $6.99. Must end Saturday, November the 29th, so perhaps I'll buy you one of those. Well, I have bought you a birthday present, haven't I?
Mm-hmm. Do you suppose it's the final phrase is complete fury over trend?
Complete fury over trend.
And it's 3, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to tell you what I thought it was, and I've forgotten, haven't I? All the rage.
Oh, very good. Yes, very good. That's excellent.
Yeah,
I reckon. Gosh, look at that. You can get a Tefal food processor. It was $32.99 for $24.49 at Comet. A telephone answering machine.
Check on sort of doctor. Vet.
You had something like that before, didn't you?
The king finished being a wanderer. Must be Rover. Rover.
Where will you get the king out of that?
Well, the king finished.
Yeah.
Rex.
Oh, I was thinking of the Irish.
Just,
Elizabeth
or just,
Rex.
Or just R, you see, and Rove, the king, finish.
Mm-hmm.
Being a wanderer. Because B is the middle letter, so.
Mm-hmm.
system racing.
Yes, it's
I know this is the long. This is the long one. This is the 5,000.
It says here on the 6 o'clock Olympics today, including live coverage of Wilf O'Reilly's attempt to win gold for Britain in the men's 1,000 short track speed skating final. So
he's
6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the final. He's got three. They've got two. I think they've got two meets before that, actually. Anyway, that's the wide lane, that's two lanes, so that's the, when they do the
it
long
looked
one.
As if somebody was sort of passed over to the other.
Yeah, they do,
a
they
relay.
Cross over from outside to inside.
I thought it was a relay.
Oh, was it?
Well, that's what I thought, because he's on the thing by himself, isn't he?
Well, if they're separated, you see, you get one on the inside track, one on the outside track, and they can be separated by 100 metres, and so that there's one side,
yeah,
one. There's usually two racing together in this one, but they're in separate tracks. And one starts at the outside track and crosses over into the inside track and vice versa. Be the other straight where they change over, I think. Oh, it's finished anyway.